Okay. Alright, so I must admit, I think the Rise data drives are pretty neat. And they solve a set of problems, which again, we never found a good solution with a Caltech. So one of the problems they solve is very naturally, is the general non-contiguous data problem. So, non-contiguous data is very, very natural in most parallel computing problems. We'll go through the example of the Laplace Jacobi iteration in two dimensions in a few foils. But remember that required communication. If we did a natural decomposition, it required communications of rows and columns of arrays. So that's actually a little tricky if you think about it, because in any language, a row and a column, you can't store contiguously elements in the row and elements in the column. Fortran and C happen to make the opposite choice as to which is stored contiguously. But obviously there's no language stores both of them contiguously. So if you want to send messages, if you look at all those syntaxes, the data naturally arrives in a single buffer. And it naturally comes from a single buffer and goes to a single buffer. So that requires the information to be contiguous. So that's what we always required in our early message passing systems. And indeed, any natural operation is likely to want that because, well, for a couple of reasons. A, it's most efficient usually using direct memory access, DMA, or some other very efficient algorithm. Also, we never found an elegant syntax for expressing the fact that information wasn't stored in a packed fashion. So one of the things derived data types do is allow you to specify blocks of data which are not contiguous. So that's an example of how you want to use it. The other thing that allow you to do is to find data types which are complex, hybrid. Namely, they aren't just real or just characters. They can be a mix of characters and real. And you know that's useful because, I mean, I don't know, supposing I wanted to send a header which was characters followed by a bunch of data, but I could send it as two messages, but we know it's more efficient to block it as one message. So underlying this whole discussion is the notion of efficiency, that because of the latency in message in the hardware and software of message handling, you want to minimize the number of messages. So wherever possible, we have to derive the we have to send separate messages when I wants to send the J and it wants to send the J prime and J and J prime are not the same. But if I first works out some amount of data to go to J, then it works out some more information to go to J, then it will be a shame if it sends two or many messages. So you want to gather the data together. So we, again, that we used to call the crystal router, which was an algorithm we had for doing that. But the only simple way to do that without something like the derived data type is to copy all the information into a single buffer, then transmit that buffer. But that is sort of inelegant and inefficient because copying takes a lot of time and so on.